This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kibbles & Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Our feature story of the week concerns a very important topic, and that is what happens when you're in a situation and somebody has had an accident which has caused massive bleeding on the part of the person, and he needs help. And you might be the only person around until the medics arrive. Well, there's a program that is going to be held coming up on June the 22nd here locally. It's called Stop the Bleed, Save a Life. One of the people that is involved in putting that together is David Cosgrave. He's the former fire chief here in Half Moon Bay. He's now gone on, and he's still involved in doing wonderful things for our community, both at the county level and also the local level. David, why don't you tell us exactly what you're doing in regards to the search program, which is putting this program on.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. Yeah, so the Coastside Emergency Response Team is going to host the Stop the Bleed class, as you said, the 22nd at the firehouse in Half Moon Bay. It's an opportunity for people to learn how to stop, like you said, the critical bleeds, right? So just like CPR wasn't taught in the day and things like that, now, you know, people know CPR. People know that there's a defibrillator device at the airport, and you can find that. Now they're putting in Stop the Bleed kits in places where you would see defibrillators and stuff like that, because it is critical to stop an arterial bleed or a bleed that's a serious significant as soon as possible, right? There's only so much you can do by replacing it. So you want to keep it in the body, right? There's nothing better than what Mother Nature has done to your body and puts it in there. So, Stop the Bleed is, real basic skills to save a life. But if you don't practice them, you can't do that. So we're giving people the opportunity to, learn a skill and perform life-saving skills.
I think the thing that surprised me is the fact that a person can bleed out in 3 to 5 minutes. You know, we've all seen these television shows, police shows or something, where somebody has been shot or maimed or whatever. You know, they've died fairly quickly because the person says, oh, they bled out. It just amazes me that a person could lose that much blood in such a short period of time.
It is amazing. I've seen things you would not think were a critical way to be injured. People that bang their shins and they just start to, like, you know, bleed profusely from that area, and they can start to react to that loss of volume. So it can happen fast.
Well, the purpose of this particular exercise or program is to learn how to save a life, and it's going to be, as we said, on June the 22nd. It's going to be from noon to 4 o'clock in the afternoon at the Coastside Fire Protection District Station number 40. Can you give us a little preview of some of the things that will be discussed or that people are going to learn?
You'll learn a little bit about basic anatomy, about, you know, how the body, you know, feeds itself with blood. And they'll talk about, like you did, about the volume of blood and what constitutes dangerous, like, you know, the loss of a soda can worth of blood. I mean, that's a significant amount from what your body has. So how to identify what a serious bleed is and, you know, the most effective ways to stop that bleeding. In addition to that, there are skills of putting on a tourniquet, which is one of the most effective ways to do it. And something I couldn't do as a paramedic, but now the layperson in the field can do it, is they have wound packing, where you have treated material on the wound packing that will help you clot and stop the bleed faster, that you physically start stuffing into where the hole is. So, you know, in order to stop the bleed, you're supposed to be able to, you know, compress it on a bone, but if it's deep, you need to pack it with wounds. So it's tourniquets, it's bandages, and it's wound packing. So it's a very intensive class, and a very good cadre that comes out and gives you the skills, makes you feel comfortable with that. You get to do all those skills over and over again.
Well, you had mentioned the fact that there are now kits available for this, so I guess those are some of the items that you just mentioned that would be in these kits that are now along with the some of these other items that are found in public places like airports, what have you.
Yeah, that's what would be in those boxes. You go to them, it'll say stop the bleed kit, just like it says defibrillator over here. It'll say stop the bleed, and you will be able to just open the box and pull it down, and it has the materials you need to save someone's life.
Now, I told my wife that I was very taken by the flyer, the publicity on this. And I said, you know, I think this is something that would be worthy of me attending. And she laughed and she said, yes, you who can't stand the sight of blood, how's that going to work? So how does that work? I mean, obviously, there's not going to be real blood involved, but how do you convey the urgency of the situation?
Well, depending on the depth that the trainers go into, there may be simulated blood on some of the drills. If you can't take it, you know, if you're psychosomatic where you faint at the sight of blood, and even if it's fake blood, you could probably talk to the instructors and say, I don't want to have that in my scenario, and they could find a place to have you do it without the moulage, so to say. But yeah, it does take fortitude to be able to touch that. They'll give you blood, or they give you gloves and ways to keep yourself to protect you from blood, because that's one of the safety things they teach you in the class as well, is to protect yourself from blood. But it's a topic that you can't get around that factor. So,
well, and the thing of it is, in the real world, it is what it is. I mean, it's not going to be simulated.
Right, and it's better for you to get over that fear when it's a drill.
A practice, yes.
And you know it's not real, then maybe you can get that mindset in that when I have to do this, I have to do that. Because there are a lot of things that people do in life that they never thought they could do, but they have to do it, and you just block it out when you think about the job at hand and what you have to accomplish. So,
well, you know, basically when you were with the fire department and you said that you were involved in emergency situations, you actually went out on calls even prior. I think you had mentioned before we started this recording. So you've been in situations probably where you've seen people that have been injured and there's been, for lack of a word, a bloody situation.
Oh, absolutely. You never know. Sometimes people are critically injured. You don't see a lot of stuff. Other times you see a lot of blood, but they're not critically injured. So it's hard to tell from that alone. But they'll teach you how to look at people's skin signs and their reaction just at their eyes to see, you know, has this person lost a lot of blood? You know, because your body shows lots of signs when it's starting to compensate for that loss of blood.
Now, is there a limit to how many people can attend the class?
There is. That's why we have to have a sign up. So I think there's probably, 20 spots available at this time, still available.
So if somebody is listening to this and they say, yeah, I think this would be worthy of my time, I'd like to sign up, well, where do they go?
So you need to sign up at coastsidecert.com, and it's coastside, all one word, and then cert, which is C-E-R-T for Community Emergency Response Team. So coastsidecert.com. And if you have a question, you can do coastsidecert@gmail.com.
Are you going to be there at the class?
I will not. I have a prior engagement on that weekend, but I've been to this class 4 times in the county, and I've helped teach some similar classes. But it's always an excellent class. The cadre does an awesome job, and I've not had a complaint.
Well, I was just thinking that the class is from noon to 4, so that's 4 hours. So I guess they're going to be covering a lot of scenarios.
Exactly. I mean, you can take Stop the Bleed online. There's always online videos. Several people that deliver the curriculum, if you want to see what it's like, you can look online and see that. But this is actually a group of even some ex-military people who have war zone experience that tell you real life things. If you want to put a tourniquet on yourself or your partner, you can do that, right? It's just an invaluable opportunity to work with people who have actually done this skill and really understand it. So sometimes the Stop the Bleed classes are as short as an hour. Last time we did this one in Half Moon Bay, we scheduled it for 4 hours. At the 5-hour mark, some people were still around practicing. I don't know if this cadre will stay till 5 because this is in the afternoon, but they said that the Coastside was the most engaged group of people that they've taught.
Well, that's very encouraging. In fact, you're part of the CERT program here on the Coastside, and that's really grown over the years, hasn't it? A lot of people have joined it.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, with the CZU fires that have come close to us, the tsunami alerts that have come close to us, the power outages and the isolation from storms, people realize how isolated we are and that they need to get ready. So the Coastside Cert is kind of like that logical step of how do I get that knowledge of what I'm going to do when we are isolated.
Well, listen, thank you so much for coming in and sharing that with us. I think this is something that everybody should give some serious thought to, and I would encourage everybody to think about making some time for that event again. It's going to occur on Sunday, June 22nd. It runs from noon to 4, and maybe a little bit more. We don't know, but that's the scheduled training and learning time is noon to 4 on Sunday, June 22nd. And again, if a person wants to sign up for that, they would go to
CoastsideCert.com.
Right. Very good. Anyway, thank you so much for coming in and sharing that with us.
Thank you, Jim.
Stop the bleed. Save a life. You can learn how to save a life by attending a CERT class Sunday, June 22nd at the Coastside Fire Station in Half Moon Bay. On a personal note, I have signed up and invite you to do the same. More information at CoastsideCERT.com. That's CoastsideCERT.com. For the feature story of the week, I'm Jim Henderson. And now, through the magic of the KHMB Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer, we are going back to the year 1988. Up next, on your hometown community station, 100.9, Coastside Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
This is the home of Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
Hi, this is Bob with BK Motors, your local consignment auto dealer. If you're looking for a good, reliable, safe used vehicle, you'll want to come down and take a look at what we have. We've always got a great selection of pre-owned vehicles available. We offer financing through Monterra Credit Union, along with extended service contracts. Give us a call at 650-726-8220 or go to bkmotors.com. We're located next to McDonald's and next to Granola's Coffee House in Half Moon Bay.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1988.
The Time Machine makes a smooth landing. 37 years ago, in 1988, what were things like in Half Moon Bay? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, whole lot of shaking on the coastside. Coastsiders experienced a 5.1 earthquake Monday, followed by 11 aftershocks, the largest of which was 3.2. No injuries were reported. One resident who was watching television at 9.07 p.m. and reported feeling a pretty good shake that lasted about 20 seconds. And Mayor suffers mild heart attack. Half Moon Bay Mayor Melvin Mello is back home after suffering from a mild heart attack. After a six-day stay at Peninsula Hospital, doctors ordered Mello to remain at home for at least 2 weeks. I remember that. I think he stayed home about 2 days, by the way. We miss you, Mel. And surfers save man in ocean. Two surfers were credited with saving a 41-year-old man from drowning when a wave washed him off the rocks at Bean Hollow Beach and into the ocean. The man was harvesting seaweed when a wave knocked him into the ocean. The surfers from Sunnyvale and Mountain View had just stopped to look at the waves when they saw him clinging to a rock after the wave hit him. A state park ranger said the man would have drowned if the two young men had not taken their boards and rescued him. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. I'd like to commend George and Betsy Del Fiero. They own It's Italia, and they're doing a great job. But fairly recently, they and their kids opened up the original Johnny's on Main Street, a longtime Half Moon Bay tradition. We recently had a big family meal there to look back on some of our family history of 1976, the year we moved to the coast. We actually did a reenactment of our first breakfast that we had there at Johnny's in town after moving here from Ohio. The Mayflower truck hadn't even arrived, so we got hungry and we said, let's go out to eat. All of us, my brothers and sister, we range in age. I was 12, my brother Kevin 11, and my sister Kendra, she was 10. Apparently, my folks were most concerned about my being resettled, since at age 12, that can be a touchy time for a 12-year-old to move again. We had a great breakfast and walked outside of the entrance. I looked up and down Main Street and said, I'm going to spend the rest of my life here. My folks felt very relieved, so we recently did a reenactment and walked out. And at 60-plus years of age, I said those same words. I'm going to spend the rest of my life here. Guess I wasn't kidding. From that day to this, I love this town as I know many of you do as well. Just wish my dad could have been there with us that recent day. But in so many ways, he still is. Keep calm and remember on. 1988. This year, the Hubble Spacecraft Telescope goes into operation to explore deep space and map out our universe. A Libyan terrorist bomb explodes on Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie in Scotland, killing all 259 on board and 11 on the ground. After 8 years and 1.5 million dead, the Iran-Iraq war ends, and Iraq carries out poison gas attacks on the Kurds. A new drug called crack appears on the U.S. streets. Crack is a derivative of cocaine. Meanwhile, Prozac is sold for the first time as an antidepressant. Over one-third of Yellowstone National Park is destroyed when a series of more than 250 small different fires combine with the 1988 drought, destroying 793,000 acres of the park. And the U.S. Space Shuttle program resumes 2.5 years after the Challenger disaster. Cost of living stats show the average cost of a new home, $91,600, on an average income of $24,450. A postage stamp, 24 cents. A dozen eggs, 65 cents. And a gallon of gas is 91 cents. The first transatlantic fiber optic cable is laid, able to carry 40,000 telephone calls simultaneously. Popular movies include Rain Man, Die Hard, and A Fish Called Wanda. In popular music, this singer won the Best New Artist Grammy Award in 1975. This year, she is still churning out hit records, just like the father before her. Here's Natalie Cole and Pink Cadillac. This R&B singer, actress, is cousin of Dionne Warwick and exploded on the music scene in 1985 and has been turning out number one hits ever since. Here's Whitney Houston asking, "Where do broken hearts go?"
Something on my mind. You see, I haven't been the same since that cold November day. We said we needed space, but all we found was an empty place. And the only things I learned is that I need you desperately. So here
Until next time and another year, this is Cameron Palmer for the KHMB Time Machine. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
This is the home of Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
Hi there, this is Audrey down at Small Town Sweets, and I'm so happy to tell you about my candy store. Small Town Sweets has a wide selection of specialty and nostalgic candies ready to bring you down memory lane. Come and take a look at our chocolates, sweet and sour gummies, varieties of licorice from around the world. So hurry in before it's all gone. Small Town Sweets is a small piece of Americana. I'm open noon to 5, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and 11 to 5 on Saturday and Sunday. Closed on Tuesdays. I hope to see you soon.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
Summer is drawing to a close, which means back-to-school time is upon us. While your kids know the routine, it can be difficult for your pets to make the transition. Here are some back-to-school tips for your kids and your pets to ensure a smooth move into the school year for everyone. Number 1. Leave interactive toys out during the day. When your pet's favorite play buddy heads back to school, their day can suddenly feel very empty. Help your pets stay occupied with interactive toys and food puzzles. There are many to choose from for both cats and dogs. Kibbles and Gifts has a wide selection of toys to keep your furry kids busy. Number 2. Put the radio on low. During the summer, the house is full of sounds, the kids romping around, the TV running, and music streaming from iPods and laptops. When the kids go back to school, many of these sounds will suddenly be cut off for the majority of the day. If your home will go from full of activity to quiet and empty, consider leaving the radio on for your pets. The sounds of voices talking and singing will comfort both dogs and cats until the family returns home. Pet Patrol continues in a minute, but first, a word about Kibbles and Gifts. Kibbles and Gifts is a local family-owned business, and to this day, our customers are almost all locals. Kibbles has competitive prices, lots of monthly sales, frequent buyer programs, a store loyalty program, and great customer service. We now offer online ordering. We are located next to Safeway and the Strawflower Shopping Center. You can also visit us online at kibblesandgifts.com or give us a call at 650-726-3700. Now, back to the show. And back to school tips for your kids and your pets. Tip number 3, set a daily routine for your children. Your kids have probably spent a lot of time with your pets this summer. From playing outdoors in the yard, to swimming, to cuddling up and watching movies in the evening, there's no doubt that your children and pets have had a lot of time to bond. When the kids go back to school, your pets can begin experiencing separation anxiety. Remind your children that even though their schedules are now busier, they cannot forget their furry best friends. Create a daily routine that ensures your children and pets will continue to spend quality time together, including exercise and play in the morning before they leave the house, extra attention and play when they get home from school, and exercise and family time in the evening. This not only ensures your pets get the attention and love they deserve, but it will help your children learn how to be responsible and caring pet owners. These are very important lessons your kids will carry for life. And number 4, plan fun activities for your pets. Now that your pets will be spending more time home alone, it's important to plan evening and weekend activities that include them. An evening stroll in the park, a weekend picnic, or even just a special weeknight brushing that can help provide your pets the extra attention they crave and deserve. Following the above tips will help all of your kids, the 2- and 4-legged ones, transition back into the school year smoothly. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHNB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khnbradio.com.
Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
This is the home of Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
Half Moon Bay has a rich history. In its early years, it was a settlement known as Spanish Town, having gotten its name because it was part of early California Spanish land grants. The culinary spirit of Spanish Town lives on in the form of Spanish Town Mexican Restaurant. Known for its simple yet delicious food made with fresh ingredients, Spanish Town Mexican Restaurant provides a warm and inviting atmosphere, perfect for enjoying classic dishes like burritos, enchiladas, fajitas, tamales, and more. Spanish Town Mexican Restaurant is located at 515 Church Street across from Cunha Elementary School. Treat your taste buds to an olé experience at Spanish Town Mexican Restaurant.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Have you ever said something like, "Once I have more time, then I'll start working out," or "Once I feel confident, then I'll apply for the job"? That logic feels right, but it's backwards. Hi, I'm Ranger Kelak. I'm a mindset coach, and in 2024, I walked across the country from the Atlantic Ocean in South Carolina to the Pacific Ocean in California. And one of the biggest lessons I learned wasn't about mileage or muscles. It was this: identity drives everything, not the other way around. The model most people follow is have, do, be. But the real transformation comes from flipping it to be, do, have. Be the person, do the action, then you'll have the result. I'll share what that means for your health, habits, and happiness after this message from Shepherd Family Dentistry.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discrete appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry,
where we bring your smile to life.
This is Ranger Kelak, and today we're talking about identity, because who you believe you are shapes everything that you achieve. When I was preparing for my walk across America, I didn't feel like that guy. I didn't feel like an athlete. I didn't feel ready. In fact, I could barely say it out loud. At dinner in Charleston, South Carolina, just days before I started, a waiter asked what brought us to town. I nervously shrugged and said, "Oh, you know, we're just visiting, haven't been to the East Coast very much, just want to check it out." And my fiance looked at me and said, "Actually, he's about to walk across the country." And it wasn't until I stepped into the Atlantic Ocean and started walking west that something clicked. I became that guy far before I actually started doing it. I had to have the belief that I could do it years before in the prepping phase, before I even started doing the work. And that's the point. You don't become confident, consistent, or capable after the work. You become it through believing it. So what does that mean for you? If you want to improve your health, your mindset, or your habits, you're going to want to start with identity. Ask yourself, who is the version of me that can achieve this? Then take one small action that version would take. It could be lacing up your shoes, prepping a meal, or saying no when you would normally say yes. And third, let the actions shape the belief. Consistency builds confidence, and action builds identity. So if you're waiting to have more time, more energy, or more clarity before you start, flip the script. Be first, do next, have last. If you want help figuring out who that next level of you is and how to step into it, I'd love to talk. Visit withinrangecoaching.com and book a free 15-minute call with me. Let's map it out and let's start walking towards it together. For Keeping Pace with Your Health, this has been Ranger Kelak.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
This is the home of Radio Magazine, locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
On the carousel, on the carousel.
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB. And welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live. I'm Mike Dale.
My guest this week is Jane Woodman and her new solo project, Highway to Pluto. By now you should know Jane from Slack Tide Currents, the four-piece acoustic band that brings good vibes, good times, and all original music to every show they play along the Coastside. In between gigs with Slack Tide Currents, Jane is now doing solo shows on the Coastside as Highway to Pluto. She plays original acoustic music and classic covers by Bonnie Raitt, Dixie Chicks, The Eagles, Counting Crows, and more. Two upcoming shows you should be aware of, The Coastal Vine with David Gilmore on June 21st and Oceansiders in July. Check her website, highwaytopluto.com, for all the details.
Jane, welcome to the show. I've been looking for this moment for 6 months now. You've been putting me off. Why?
Hi, Mike. I'm so happy to be here. And I wasn't meaning to put you off. I've just been kind of trying to take this whole new adventure in sort of a measured way. So I appreciate your patience, and I'm really happy to be with you today.
Now, you've been with Slack Tide Currents since 2017, and now you are going solo. What prompted that decision?
It was a couple of different things. I made a big career shift last year, and so I had a little more time on my hands and was also looking, thinking about what kind of side hustles I might be able to get involved in. And when I was thinking about it, I thought, you know what? Playing some more music sounds more fun than, working one day a week at the Gap. Nothing against the Gap, but I just thought, it'd be fun to kind of see if I could take the show on a different kind of road. And it's worked out really well as just being an amazing, additional creative opportunity.
Why the name Highway to Pluto? Everyone's talking about going to Mars, but you're going to go to Pluto?
The short version of the long, ridiculous kind of story is that, so I wanted to have a name that was kind of, would function as kind of an alter ego. I'm a big fan of road trips, and so the sort of highway, also the journey aspect of, covering new ground, having adventures. The Pluto reference is a little bit astrological. I'm an Aquarius, and Pluto is in Aquarius these days, and it is supposed to be a time of great change and sort of reinvention for Aquarians. And so this was happening at this time that I was kind of doing a big life focus change. And so I thought, Highway to Pluto, that kind of encompasses it all. But it's kind of road trip meets astrology.
Jane, you've produced three songs for us today on GarageBand as a favor to Coastside Carousel. God, Talk of the Town, and Open Mic. What would you like to start with and why?
Why don't we start with God? And with this song, I was kind of just pondering the idea of, as not a particularly or at all religious person, but there's times when you're kind of in a situation that is difficult or kind of perilous and might find yourself sort of, looking up at the sky or saying somebody's got to help me now, and it's this, you just kind of go to it, even though it's not something that you really subscribe too. So I was just kind of interested in exploring that. So I was thinking about times all have actually had to do with travel experiences where I've been a little bit close of the edge in terms of safety and found myself just sort of sending out a call to anybody who would listen. So just kind of went with that for that song.
Can't wait to hear it. Let's check it out now. This is Jane Woodman, Highway to Pluto, The Dalliances of Life, and God on the Road on Coastside Carousel, KHMB.
The sun's at 107, the air is still as stone. I'm running on empty through the salt flats all alone. 20 miles since that light went on, 20 more until the next small town. Looks like I could use a little help if I'm gonna live this down. Can I borrow your God this one time? Can I borrow your God? Pretend she's mine. Can I borrow your God? We could all look the other way. Can I borrow your God? Forget about it all the next new day. I'm on my bicycle in the middle of the USA. Sky darkens in a blink or two. There's lightning coming my way. An hour at least till shelter. Great plains on my left and right. I'm pedaling double time. I gotta make it home alive tonight. Can I borrow your God this one time? Can I borrow your God? Pretend she's mine. Can I borrow your God? We can all look the other way. Can I borrow your God? Forget about it all the next new day. Hanging on a mountaintop up in the Alps somewhere. No one to guide us, sun's going down, we're way up there. So many miscalculations, so many signs we should thread. One misstep, one headlamp goes out and we might end up dead. Can I borrow your God this one time? Can I borrow your God? Pretend she's mine. Can I borrow your God? We can all look the other way. Can I borrow your God? Forget about it all the next new day. I know that I'm alone. Only the wind can carry me home. But the fear runs through my bones. What's the harm in pretending that I'm not out here all on my own? Can I borrow your God this one time? Can I borrow your God? Pretend she's mine. Can I borrow your God? We can all look the other way. Can I borrow your God? Forget about it all the next new.
Community Radio for the Coastside is KHMB at 100.9 FM and AM 1710. It's Coastside Carousel, brought to us each week by Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast. And live from the Kitchen Garage Band Sessions, it's Jane Woodman of Highway to Pluto, and There Is God. Jane, when you're writing songs, tell us a little bit how you create a song.
It can vary, but I think a lot of times I will either have in mind chord progression or chord vibe that I just think would be fun to kind of explore, maybe something that I haven't done as much of that I want to get to sort of a different sound. But more often than that, I think it usually starts with an idea, just a tiny idea, kind of like God, that then I just sort of go with and riff off of. And the lyrics will usually come soon thereafter. And then I start to play around with, okay, how do we want to, you know, change the sound up for the chorus? Do we want to get a bridge in there? But a lot of times it's a tiny little idea that sometimes can seem to come out out of nowhere or just a random thought, or maybe I have a memory that comes into play, and then just kind of take it where it ends up going.
Let's play another track right now, Talk of the Town. Tell us about that song.
Sure. Yeah. So this is, I think, kind of exemplifies the songwriting process that we just spoke about, which is I was just kind of randomly, this guy who I went to college with, who I didn't, you know super well, but I was in an acting class with him, and he just sort of popped into my mind. He had kind of an interesting situation where he was really good at acting, but I knew that he was planning on, you know, going back to his hometown, and after some time in the armed forces, just becoming a lawyer and like taking that sort of familial track. And so I just sort of remembered him and was wondering, like, what is he doing? And, you know, started thinking about what happens when you have sort of parental expectations of going into a certain field, but then you sort of fall in love with something else. And so then it just, you know, took on a life of its own.
Let's hear it now. This is Talk of the Town, Jade Woodman and Highway to Pluto on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Next in line, training for the hot seat, flying with the Air Force ROTC seat, but it's kicking ass and acting class, marching to a different rock beat. Not much to say about it, he's just a complex guy, don't want to talk about it, that new twinkle behind his eyes. On his way back home, day one it's all been set in stone, but now the boy is full grown, might want to go in on his own. She was young. Beat poems, if you don't know, you'd best be learning some. Raised to fight the system, raised hell with senators on their phones. But she's starting to feel that she likes high heels, running with Dow Jones. Not much to say about it, she's just a complex girl. Don't want to talk about it, how she's flirting with a whole new world. She's on her way back home. Day one, it's all been set in stone. But now the girl is full grown. Everybody knows it. They're gonna go.
100.9 FM and AM 1710 is KHMB, Community Radio for the Coast Side. Coast Side Carousel brought to us each week by Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast. I'm Mike Dale, and with me, Jane Woodman. I've been pursuing her since January when I heard about Highway to Pluto. She's a longtime member of Slack Tide Currents, and I'm going to embarrass you a little bit here, Jane, in that, you know, Ashley Gray, all the times I've interviewed him, he is so appreciative of you joining Slack Tide Currents in 2017. He really feels like you brought the band together with your musical prowess, your band direction, the way you arrange songs and everything.
I just, honestly, I feel so lucky that I fell in with such an amazing group of guys and have been able to grow with them, play so much music with them, and contribute.
Let's play another track, Jane, from all your original material. And I know you write a lot for Slack Tide Currents as well. And, you know, just a programming note, we decided not to play any Slack Tide material out of deference to the band and respect for the band. And this one is called Open Mic. And I assume that means like your feelings about open mic night when you go out and perform, right?
Yeah. And I have done a few open mics. It's not a context that I do a ton, but I've done a few. And I just think the concept of it is such a cool thing. Like, you just, a lot of times you never know what you're going to get and who's going to be there and what they're going to be doing. And this song that definitely has a little bit of a sense of humor in it, I think, just kind of riffing off of what types of things you could see potentially at an open mic. And also just the idea of these sort of institutions that have open mics that become kind of community centers and the artists and the community with that. So I wanted to kind of pay tribute to that as well.
And a plug for our sponsor, Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn. They have open mic on Thursday nights every week. So here's Jane. She's on stage with her acoustic guitar. She's opening her notebook, and the song begins. It's called Open Mic, Coast Side Carousel, with Jane Woodman, Highway to Pluto on KHMB.
Dr. E.B. Wells recites haiku about raising nets and the light of the moon, reads from a notebook spiral bound. Tracy Malone serenades a pair of googly eyes on a phantom, accompanied by rainforest sound. Melinda Barnes does impersonations of very drunk leaders from various nations, then tells us all she'll get the next round. Turn left when you feel right, you'll see a neon purple sign. Don't second guess, just go inside. Whether you put your name down or just sit back to watch it all, you never want other plans on a Monday night, 'cause it's open mic. Open mic night. Daytona translates a grocery list into elfish to the tune of que sera. It always gets a little spicy around number four. Indiana makes origami from Monopoly money while electric sliding at the very same time, jaws dropping steam down on the floor. Big Stan whistles Copacabana while crocheting a crock pot made from sturdy orange yarn. The crowd erupts, screams out for more. Turn left when you feel right, you'll see a neon purple sign. Don't second guess, just go inside. Whether you put your name down or just sit back to watch it all, you never want other plans on a Monday night, 'cause it's open mic. Open mic night.
day. Tired of the same old game. Or are you just passing through where nobody knows your name? Whoever you are today, tomorrow you won't be the same. Turn left when you feel right, you'll see a neon purple sign. Don't second guess, just go inside. Whether you put your name down or just sit back to watch it all, you never want other plans on a Monday night. 'Cause it's open mic. It's open mic night. It's open night. It's open mic night.
Community Radio for the Coast Side is KHNB, and this is Coast Side Carousel, brought to us each week by Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast. Jane Woodman is here with Highway to Pluto. Where do you think you'll take Pluto in 2025, 26, and beyond? Do you have any goals for yourself? Will you add band members at some point, you think?
I think for the most part, I'm considering this to be kind of a solo venture. I have been doing some really fun work with a couple of Coastside neighbors, playing with Kenny Howell sometimes on harmonica. He's joined me and doing some really fun work also with David Gilmore. So it's been fun to kind of team up with some people. So I've really enjoyed that, and I'm grateful for their time in artistry.
This 20 minutes goes by way too fast, Jane. Thank you so much for doing this. The band is not really a band. It's a one-woman band, Highway to Pluto, with Jane Woodman. And go to the website, highwaytopluto.com. Give her all the support that you can along the coastside. Coastal Vine on June 21st, Oceansiders in July, and various farmers markets around the Bay Area, right?
Yes, playing a lot of those, and those are a lot of fun as well.
Jane, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. I really appreciate you having me, Mike. This has been an honor and a lot of fun.
That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the coastside. We are blessed with a rich tapestry of vibrant music. If you're a local band who writes original music and you want to be featured on the show, email me, mike@khmbradio.com. I'm Mike Dale. Stay in tune and be well on your carousel.
On the carousel. You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artist of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. Since the Ten Commandments have formed the basis of civil law in the Western world for over 2,000 years, an individual is more likely to find a copy of them in a government building rather than a religious one. Yet amazingly, numerous rulings over recent years now make it unconstitutional to display the commandments in many public arenas. Consider what Founding Father John Adams said about this. He declared, "The moment the idea is admitted into society that property is not as sacred as the laws of God, anarchy and tyranny commence. If thou shalt not covet and thou shalt not steal were not commandments of heaven, they must be made inviolable precepts in every society before it can be civilized or made free." John Adams believed that no society could remain civilized if separated from the Ten Commandments.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.